Captain Janeway is deep in thought, listening to the garbled transmission picked up by Voyager's audio sensors.
What happened?
I'm not sure. The transmission just stopped.
Locate the source, see if you can get it back.
It looks like... Captain, the transmission was sent along the same network of alien relay stations we used to send the Doctor to the Alpha Quadrant.
Starfleet Command must be using them just like we did.
Harry, can you clear the interference from that message?
Yes, ma'am. They said they wouldn't stop until they found a way to get us home.
Nonetheless, we can't assume they've been able to devise a plan this quickly.
They're communicating with us. That's a big step.
Okay, I've reprocessed everything we received. I've cleared out most of the interference. Here it is.
This is Starfleet Command to the USS Voyager. If you are receiving this message, please study it carefully. We have information that...
That's all we got. It looks like the bulk of the transmission is lodged in one of the relay stations.
Can you tell which one?
It's about 3.8 light years from us, on a heading of 274 Mark 13.
Set a course, Tom.
Last time we used one of those stations, the people who built it weren't too happy.
We'll deal with that if we have to, but I'm not going to lose this opportunity. We're going to find out what the rest of that message says.
On a gnarled and angry-looking ship, two armor-suited Hirogens stand in the operations room.
Who sent this message?
Unknown. It comes from across the galaxy.
Locate the ship receiving it.
It's on a course to one of our modules.
Intercept.
While one alien sets the course, the other dips a finger into a small pot of white liquid and paints two lines on his ridged helmet. The hunt has begun. British Sky Broadcasting presents Star Trek Voyager, based on Star Trek created by Gene Roddenberry. This episode is entitled Hunters. Gas explodes outwards in a huge arc from an enormous sun. Nuclear reactions in the star's core send great gouts of flame thousands of miles into space. The Federation starship Voyager flies through a giant arc of fire on its continuing journey to find home. Its captain is Catherine Janeway. The starship Voyager pushes through clouds of dust and gas, its flat, oval bow raised above and forward of the cylindrical body to which the engine arms are fixed, forges a path through the unknown darkness of space. Billions of stars shine throughout the universe, illuminating huge gas clouds and multicolored planets. A blue-green planet is framed in a golden glow surrounded by the jagged illuminations of gas and space debris. Voyager flies past great rocks covered in ice and on into the farthest reaches of infinite space. A blue-gray planet streaked with clouds turns in space. Its gravitational pull holds fragments of rock, the debris of dead planets and comets in a thin band encircling the planet like a giant ring. As Voyager passes beyond the ringed planet and on towards others, an unknown sun, eclipsed by a satellite moon, is revealed as the moon moves on its eternal orbit. The darkness itself is eclipsed by the star's intense brightness. Millions of miles ahead of Voyager, a gigantic, gaseous blue and red nebula proves the existence of many more galaxies. The engines power up, glowing bright blue either side of the starship, and it lunges forward, accelerating into the nebula and disappearing.
Maybe they figured out a way to get us home.
How could they get us home from 60,000 light years away?
Who knows what technological advances Starfleet has come up with since we've been gone? They might have developed a whole new way of traveling through space.
Since it was technology that brought us to the Delta Quadrant in the first place, it's a reasonable assumption. Technology could bring us back again.
Starfleet found a stable wormhole to the Gamma Quadrant. Maybe they've discovered one that leads here.
This kind of speculation can be intriguing, but be careful about setting yourselves up to be disappointed.
I'm just happy my folks know I'm alive.
I imagine there were quite a few celebrations when people got the news.
Probably. But I can see where it might make things more difficult for some. I guess a lot of people had given up on us. Done their mourning, gone on with their lives, found some kind of resolution. Now they get word that we're alive, but so far away that we might as well be dead.
Some people might feel that way, but not my mom and dad.
But at the very least, we know the relay stations extend almost all the way to the Alpha Quadrant. If Starfleet has found a way to use them to transmit messages, we'll be able to stay in constant contact with people at home. That has to be comforting.
Sure it is, but I think it's more comforting to think that Starfleet is going to get us home. And if no one objects, that's what I'm going to do.
You were supposed to report to sickbay this morning for your weekly checkup. Where have you been?
Here, doing my job.
And just what is this pressing task?
I'm trying to retrieve more of the message transmitted from Starfleet Command.
Your devotion to duty is admirable, but you must remember that your implants have to be monitored regularly.
I'm fine.
No, you're not. I'm detecting reduced levels of erythrocytes in your blood. How long has it been since you regenerated?
58 hours.
Well, that explains it. We've discussed this before, Seven. You must regenerate in your alcove for at least 3 hours a day.
I have gone as long as 200 hours without regenerating.
That was when you were a Borg. You seem to forget you're a good deal more human now.
I assure you, I have not forgotten. Another one.
I beg your pardon.
I've retrieved another word of text. That makes six.
Six words in 58 hours? Wouldn't it be more efficient just to wait until we arrive at the relay station?
This message is important to the captain.
I'm aware of that. In fact, if it weren't for me, this transmission wouldn't have been possible in the first place. I was the one who risked my matrix in order to go to the Alpha Quadrant. If we ever get home, I expect I'll become quite the hero. Emergency medical hologram instrumental in the return of Voyager crew. Has a nice ring to it, don't you think?
On the other hand, it is entirely possible that your program will be deleted and you'll be upgraded to conform to the most recent standards.
Unlikely. I've accomplished things no EMH ever has. In fact, most likely I'll become an object of intense study and discussion, possibly even veneration. What's that?
Report.
We're encountering some kind of gravimetric forces.
Source?
Looks like it's coming from the relay station we're heading for.
The station is still 2 light years away. How could it project a gravimetric field this far?
It would have to have an incredibly powerful energy source.
I've compensated for the disturbance. We should be all right. At least until we get closer.
I'm detecting a ship, Captain. 800,000 kilometers off the port bow.
On screen.
It's adrift. No propulsion systems, no weapons, no life support.
I'm picking up one male humanoid aboard. He's dead.
As soon as we're close enough, beam the body to sickbay. I want to know how he died. What's happened to him?
He appears to have suffered a complete osteotomy. He's been gutted. Apparently, some kind of surgical procedure was used to remove the entire skeleton, as well as the musculature, the ligaments and tendons, and the internal organs.
How long ago did this happen?
It's difficult to say. Somewhere between a week and a month.
I've seen this before. The Borg encountered a small ship of species 5174. They were also destroyed in this fashion.
Did you ever determine who did it?
It was irrelevant. Return the body to his ship. His people may be able to retrieve him.
Very well.
When we get closer to the station, we can use the data processors and astrometrics to download the message.
Yes, Captain.
Captain's log, stardate 51501.4. After 2 days at high warp, we're close enough to the relay station to see it on long-range visual sensors.
Not exactly what I expected. It looks ancient.
Radiometric decay ratios indicate it's at least 100,000 years old.
Scan for life forms.
Negative, sir. Looks like there's nobody home.
Oh, that's good news. Here we go again.
The gravimetric field.
Commander, if my sensors are right, that station is using a quantum singularity as a power source.
A black hole?
It's a tiny one, probably about a centimeter in diameter, but it's putting out almost 4 terawatts of energy.
Then someone has managed to contain a singularity, construct a space station around it, and tap its power. That's fascinating.
Can we take the ship any closer?
I wouldn't recommend it. Voyager would take a beating from the gravimetric eddies.
All right, Tom, back us off.
Aye, sir.
Bridge to Janeway.
Go ahead.
We're as close as we're going to be able to get.
Okay. We'll see if we can download the message from here.
The data stream degraded during transmission. Elements have been dislocated, rearranged. It's going to require some time to decompress the message and rearrange it in the proper sequence.
Well, don't worry about the sequence. Get it out in bits and pieces if you have to. We can put it together later.
I've accessed a block of data. I'm downloading the text.
How much we miss you. We talk about you often. Wondering about your... day. It sounds awfully personal from Starfleet Command. The children have grown so much, you wouldn't... These are letters. These are letters from home. You'll be the official mail carrier, Neelix. We'll get you the letters as quickly as we can download them.
A task I'm happy to perform, Captain. I can tell you, I've never seen the crew this excited.
This is as close as they've come to their families in almost 4 years.
I promise to treat these like gemstones.
By the time you've delivered them, we should have more.
Captain, I've discovered something odd. There seems to be more here than just letters.
What do you mean?
There's a latent data stream buried under the message. It's heavily encrypted.
Encrypted?
It appears to contain a large block of text and what may be maps.
Can you retrieve any of it?
Not immediately. When more of the letters have been cleared out, I should be able to access the coded message.
Well, I might just hope that it contains a plan for bringing us back to the Alpha Quadrant. I'm curious, Evan. What do you think about all this? Messages, the possibility of getting home.
It lacks any emotional resonance for me. I've never even been to Earth.
You realize you may have family there.
That had not occurred to me.
You could have cousins, grandparents. There might be more emotional resonance than you think.
I am happy to announce that I have the first letters from home.
Who are they for, Neelix?
This one is addressed to Commander Chakotay. Who's it from, Commander?
An old friend. The person who recruited me into the Maquis.
Maybe I'll read this in private. Tom, you have the bridge.
Neelix, wait a minute. Aren't there any more?
No more for the bridge crew. Not yet. Be patient.
Come in.
Good news, Mr. Vulcan. This one's for you.
Thank you, Mr. Neelix. You can put it on the desk. Was there something more?
Aren't you going to read it?
Of course.
I mean, aren't you going to read it now?
I'm finishing my weekly tactical review. When it's completed, I'll read the message.
You're going to wait until you finish the tactical review?
Do you have any reason to believe the content of the message will change during that time?
Well, that's not the point. It's a letter from your family. Don't you want to know what it says?
I fully intend to find out what it says.
It has some important news.
You mean you've read it?
Well, only the first few lines. When I was seeing who it was addressed to, I couldn't help it. Would you like me to read it to you?
Very well.
My husband, we have been given the news that you are alive. Your children and I have asked the priests at the Temple of Amunk to say prayers for your safe return. That's very sweet.
Amunak.
Pardon?
The Temple of Amunak, one of the most sacred on Vulcan.
Amunak, of course. The most significant news is the fact that your first son, Sek, has gone through the Ponfar. He made it and has become a father. You are now the grandfather of a healthy female who they have named Temeni after your mother. You're a grandfather. Isn't that wonderful? Congratulations. What should we call you now? Grandpa? Gramps?
I think Commander Tuvok will suffice. Thank you, Mr. Neelix. I'll read the rest to myself.
Just as long as you read it right away. No procrastinating. Who knows what else might be in that letter?
Having placed the data recorder containing his letter on the desk in front of him, Tuvok returns to work, but is unable to concentrate on his task. He looks over at the letter as if unsure of what to do. His excitement and curiosity get the better of him, and he places his tactical log on the desk and picks up the data recorder. Crossing the room, his eyes focused only on the words from his family, he sits at a window seat and begins to read.
Is that a letter to you, Captain?
Yes. Seven just downloaded it. I'll be in my ready room.
Yes, ma'am.
Captain Janeway sits in her ready room, the data recorder held tightly to her, and stares ahead. It is almost as though she does not want to know what's in the letter. She reads the opening line, to Catherine Janeway from Mark Johnson, and smiles. Her smile broadens as she starts to read. A shadow crosses her face. The smile slowly fades and her features harden. The more she reads, the more her expression is consumed by loss and sadness. Turning the data recorder off, she stares out into space, her eyes glistening. Commander Chakotay strides into the engineering room. Descending the steps past the swirling blue column of the warp core, he swiftly crosses to B'Elanna. He is very agitated.
Have you gotten a letter yet?
Don't expect one.
Do you remember Sveta?
Of course.
I got one from her.
Why would she be writing you? Chakotay, what is it?
Something terrible has happened. I read that letter for an hour before I could accept it. Now I have to tell everyone else, and I'm not sure how to do it. It's over, B'Elanna. There are no more Maquis.
What are you saying? There are thousands of us.
All wiped out. It seems the Cardassians have an ally. A species from the Gamma Quadrant who supplied them with ships and weapons.
Tara? Roberto? Everyone except us is dead?
Just about. Sveta and a few lucky ones are in prison.
No.
B'Elanna.
Don't! You don't try to console me. I don't want to be comforted. Those were our friends. Good people willing to put their lives on the line for something they believed in. And now you're telling me that they are gone, that they are slaughtered.
Those are the risks we all took. We knew where it could lead.
It's not right, and you know it. I will make someone pay. I swear I will. If we ever get back.
There are at least 30 more letters that have been downloaded.
Oh, yeah?
Neelix is supposed to be on his way here now.
What do you suppose this is, anyway?
What is?
This mystery dish. It tastes vaguely like chicken, but it has the consistency of corn husks. Is that all you can think about?
What you're eating?
Well, I don't like guessing at what I put in my stomach.
Tom, we're getting letters from home. Doesn't that mean anything to you?
Not particularly.
I don't believe you.
No, it's really not that bad.
Here he comes.
Good news! Seven has been able to download some more letters. This one is for Susan Nicoletti. Is she here?
Oh, yeah.
Fitzpatrick?
Right here.
Thank you.
Kyoto? Goldwatt?
Thank you.
Ashmore? Dorado.
I'm here.
There's not going to be one for me.
He's not done yet. Hang on.
And finally, Parsons. I'm sorry if your name hasn't come up, but Seven is still working.
Neelix, I thought you had over 30 letters.
30? Where did you hear that?
That's what was going around.
Don't pay any attention to rumors.
Right.
Aren't you going to eat your lunch?
Not hungry.
You shouldn't get your hopes up, Harry. No hopes, no disappointments.
I'm not you.
Come in. Captain, I'm beginning to have trouble accessing the data stream. The longer it remains lodged in the relay station, the more it degrades.
If we could get near enough, we could try to stabilize the containment field. But I can't risk taking the ship in any closer.
A shuttle could withstand the gravimetric eddies more easily than Voyager. I'd like to try it.
I'd want Commander Tuvok to go with you.
For what reason?
It isn't my custom to send an away team of one.
As you wish. Hi.
Hi. I thought Seven was working in here.
She's gone with Tuvok to shore up the station's confinement field. I've taken over for her. Disappointed?
Of course not. Would you stop that? I've told you there's nothing between us.
I know there's nothing between you. It's purely a one-way attraction.
Very funny.
Harry, you might as well wear a big sign that says, I'm in love. Everyone sees it.
Look, I'll admit that for a while... Well, she's a very attractive woman, but I've gotten over that.
Okay.
Fine. Believe whatever you want.
If you didn't come down here to see her, why did you?
I wanted to know... if I'd gotten a letter yet.
Sorry, I haven't seen anything so far.
Do you think there's going to be one for everybody?
I'm sure that Starfleet contacted the families and friends of everyone on this ship. They know how important that would be.
I hope so.
Harry, you'll get one. Try to be patient.
Commander, am I correct in assuming that Vulcans are incapable of lying?
We are capable of telling lies. However, I have never found it prudent or necessary to do so.
You have never lied?
Only under orders from a superior officer.
Then I must ask you something. Is it the captain's custom to send at least two people on an away mission?
It's not only her custom. It's recommended Starfleet protocol.
I see.
Is there a purpose to your question?
I am wondering if the captain still doesn't trust me, if she feels I require supervision.
I am not certain how the captain regards you, but her decision to have me accompany you on this mission shouldn't be taken as evidence of any particular attitude.
I believe we are close enough to emit a polaron pulse.
Bring the main deflector online.
Ready.
The variance in the containment field is now at 0.29.
That should prevent further degradation of the signal.
Let me ask you a question, Seven. Is the captain's opinion important to you?
My understanding of the hierarchy on Voyager is that the captain's opinion is important to every member of the crew. What's happened?
We've just been scanned by a subnucleonic beam of some kind.
The navigational sensors have been disrupted.
We must get Voyager to send out a directional beacon to guide us back. Tuvok to Voyager. Voyager, please respond.
Commander, we've lost other systems as well. We have no communications, no warp engines, and no weapons.
I suspect this was done intentionally. By the ship that's approaching rapidly off our port stern.
A gnarled, almost beetle-shaped ship speeds towards the disabled shuttle, firing.
Shields are losing integrity.
I'll try to get at least one phaser array back online. Commander, one more hit and we'll be susceptible to a hull breach.
That ship is larger than ours. If we lure it closer to the station, it will be far more vulnerable to the gravitational eddies than we are. A tractor beam. We're being pulled toward the ship.
I'll try to disrupt it. Unsuccessful.
Launching a distress beacon.
As the beacon is jettisoned, the hostile vessel reels the shuttle in. A scanning beam fires on the shuttle, and in the poisonous red glow, Tuvok and Seven are rendered painfully unconscious.
Torres to the bridge.
Go ahead.
Captain, could Lieutenant Paris come down here? I think I've got something he'd want to see.
He's on his way.
It's a letter for you. It's coming through right now.
For me?
It's right here.
Who's it from?
Can't tell yet.
Maybe it's from the rehab colony, telling me I violated probation.
Why are you acting like this?
I just want to know who the letter's from, okay?
We should know in a minute.
I'll be on the bridge.
What, you're not going to wait?
I'm on duty.
Voyager is hanging in space. There's not a lot to do at the helm.
I just thought that I should be at my post.
You may be able to fool someone else with that ploy, but you're talking to me, Tom.
Just download the letter, okay?
A little more has come in. It's from Starfleet. From an Admiral Owen. Do you know him?
Admiral Owen Paris. It's my father.
That's wonderful.
Maybe. I don't know exactly why, but the more everybody gets excited about these letters from home, the more I don't want any part of it. Maybe because what I have on Voyager is so much better than anything I ever had back there. I just don't want the reminder.
You're not the same person you were 4 years ago. What makes you think he is?
No, you don't know him.
At least give him a chance. He's obviously reaching out.
When he forms an opinion about something, nothing can change his mind.
Fine. Excuse me if I can't feel terribly sorry for you. I learned this morning that a lot of my friends are dead. And I've gone from being so angry that I wanted to kill someone to crying for an hour. And now I'm just trying to accept it and move on.
Alana, that's awful. Oh, I am so sorry. And here I am going on about something that doesn't even matter anymore.
No, I'm sorry. It obviously does. You care what he thinks about you?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess I still do.
I'll let you know when I get the whole letter.
She strokes her hand gently across his cheek and he leaves.
Come in.
Looks like Tuvok and Seven pulled it off. The containment field has stabilized quite a bit. B'Elanna says she's downloading the letters much more easily now.
That's good news.
We don't have the shuttle on sensors yet, but they should be back soon.
I've learned a few interesting things about that relay station. It's generating as much energy every minute as a typical star puts out in a year.
What's amazing to me is that someone 100,000 years ago was harvesting micro-singularities.
If nobody shows up to protest, I'd like to stay here for a while. Try to find the answers to some of these questions. This is the kind of archaeological puzzle that's always fascinated me. Want a cup?
No, thanks. You haven't mentioned your letter. Who was it from?
It was from Mark, the man I was engaged to. He told me about the litter of puppies my dog had, how he found homes for them, how devastated he was when Voyager was lost. How he held out hopes we were alive longer than most people did, until he realized that he was clinging to a fantasy. So he began living his life again, meeting people, letting go of the past. About 4 months ago, he married a woman who works with him. He's very happy.
How do you feel about that?
Well, I knew he'd eventually move on with his life. But there was such a finality to that letter.
Kim to the captain. Can you come to the bridge?
What is it?
We picked up an automated distress signal from Tuvok's shuttle. Sensors show there's no one on board.
The alien ship has turned away from the relay station. Inside, the light is dim, but bright lights pick out objects hanging from the ceiling. Slung from hooks, a huge net hangs across the room. Hanging inside it are the skeletal remains of a number of alien species. The brightest lights shine directly onto the skulls and spinal columns, pelvic and leg bones. Lying on his side, his hands tied behind his back, is Tuvok. Slowly regaining consciousness, he rolls over onto his back and opens his eyes. He raises his head in a daze and looks around the room. There are several nets slung from the ceiling. Each one contains skeletal remains. A column of yellowish liquid stands at the far end of a room filled with technology that Tuvok has never encountered. A vicious-looking contraption hangs from the ceiling, and Tuvok's eyes pick out sharp-bladed weapons hooked to a wall. Below them lies Seven.
Seven. Seven of nine.
Where are we?
I assume we're on the alien ship.
This is most uncomfortable. Have you seen anyone?
No. If we can reach one of those blades, perhaps we can cut through these bindings.
You were pathetic prey. Easily taken. The hunt was not satisfying. I want information. Why do you violate our property? I could snap your puny neck with one twist. Hardly worth taking. Answer me. Why do you use our modules?
We're trying to retrieve important messages from our home. Return us to our ship, and we'll be on our way, without trespassing again.
I took you in a fair hunt. I claim the relics of the chase.
The alien takes a pot of blue liquid and crosses to Seven. Dipping his index finger into the pot, he paints a line across Seven's right eyebrow as a mark of ownership before doing the same to Tuvok.
Are the others on your ship able to put up more of a fight than you?
You will find our captain a formidable opponent and our ship heavily armed.
Good. Strong prey makes for a better hunt.
Release us now and you'll be safe. Otherwise, we will destroy you.
Pitiful relics. They are the first of their kind. I will be envied.
I've located their ship. It's 4,000 Ketrix from the module.
We'll be there within the hour. Go to stalking mode. Why do you hesitate?
The rest of the group is on its way.
I wanted to claim this prey for myself.
We may not be able to take them alone. We need the strength of the others.
I won't share prey with the others. These two must be the only relics. Prepare them.
Captain, it's tricky to scan through the interference, but I think I'm detecting a ship.
What kind of ship?
Let me reconfigure the sensor array. It's Orogen, and Tuvok and Seven are on it.
Hail them.
On screen.
I'm Captain Janeway of the Starship Voyager. You have two of my crew on board.
Disconnect your link to our module and leave this space.
Not without my people.
They are my relics.
I'm prepared to offer you something for their safe return. Surely we can come to an agreement.
If the rest of my group arrives, you will be taken as well. I'm giving you a chance to run.
We don't run.
Captain, I've got three more ships on sensors coming toward us at high warp.
Don't be foolish. Leave now and save yourselves.
Give me my people and we'll do just that.
They're mine.
Then get ready for a fight. Red alert.
Are they prepared?
Yes, but now is not the time for it. We should wait until the others arrive and take the ship.
I want to make the first kill. You will verify it.
If there's a battle, we must join it.
The others can wage the battle.
Perhaps you are more interested in collecting relics. Perhaps your judgment is clouded.
Don't question me again. We do it now.
I suggest you think carefully about your decision. If you kill us, our captain will hunt you down and show no mercy.
I'm not concerned. Lower the harness. A long-coiled intestine. An interesting trophy.
What possible use could you make of my intestines?
unusual relics are prized, yours will make me envied by men and pursued by women.
You're a crude species. Only your size makes you formidable.
Your insults are as pitiful as your efforts to escape. This one first. I want the female to witness what will happen to her. Their bone structure makes cutting through the back difficult. This will take time.
Breach to Taurus.
Taurus here, Captain.
How much longer?
I'm getting it out piece by piece. At least another half hour.
How are you coming?
That ship has some kind of monotanium armor plating. It's scattering the targeting beam.
The other three ships are closing. They're within 6,000 kilometers.
Captain, those ships have massive weapons. They've definitely got us outgunned.
Harry, let me see those ships in relation to the relay station.
Yes, ma'am.
Maybe we can use that quantum singularity to our advantage.
How?
If we can boost the effect of the singularity, increase the gravitational pull, we might be able to stop them.
The pull would increase if we could weaken the station's containment field. An anti-thoron burst might do it.
If we're not careful, we might be pulled in as well.
Don't worry. We're going to be ready for it. Harry, create a low-level warp field around Voyager. Sublight energy level. That should help counteract the gravitational pull.
If the field is too strong, we won't be able to beam Tuvok and Seven aboard.
Then you'll have to find the right balance, won't you, Harry?
Yes, ma'am.
On my mark, direct a level 8 anti-thoron burst toward the station. Have thrusters ready for full reverse, Mr. Paris.
Understood. I've established a low-level warp field, Captain.
Anti-thoron system is online.
I'm ready with thrusters.
Do it.
It's working.
Try the transporter lock again, Harry.
Stabilize the ship!
I can't! The gravity well is pulling us in!
Tuvok suddenly grabs the curved blade from his guard and slashes his throat, leaping on the other at the controls. The injured hunter grabs him and hurls him against the bulkhead.
That vessel is weakening the module's containment field!
Ready weapons! Signal the others to attack!
Towards to the bridge.
Trainway here.
The anti-thoron burst collapsed the signal. I've gotten as much of the message as I'm going to get.
Acknowledged. Hail those ships.
General Lubin.
This is Captain Janeway. Agree to retreat and we'll restore the containment field.
Captain, they're firing!
Their weapons are destabilizing the containment field.
This is Janeway. Stop firing! You're putting yourselves in grave danger.
The field is going. The singularity is about to be exposed.
The relay station collapses in on itself as it is drawn into the tiny black hole.
Captain, the ship with Tuvok and Seven is still being pulled in.
Get a tractor beam on it.
I have Tuvok and Seven targeted, but if we try to transport them now, the gravity well could scatter their patterns.
The tractor beam is weakening. We're going to lose them.
Harry, we have to risk it.
Activating the transporter.
Full reverse. Increase power to the engine. No response.
Do you have them?
Not yet. Their patterns are distorting.
Narrow the annular confinement beam.
Tractor beam's almost gone, Captain. We're losing this tug of war.
Reroute all secondary power to the tractor emitters.
The tractor beam collapsed. That ship is headed into the black hole.
I'm realigning the pattern buffer. I've got one more shot at it. I got them. They're in transporter room 2. I need more power. We're being pulled in.
Transfer all available power to the engines.
It's not enough.
Shut down life support.
Structural integrity is failing. The hull is starting to buckle.
We're going in!
Open the antimatter injectors to 120%.
Captain, that could breach the core.
So will that black hole now. Just do it.
Yes, ma'am. We're free.
Resume course. I'll be in astrometrics.
Captain, look at this. The energy released from the singularity created a massive discharge along the relay network. It disabled every one of the stations.
How much of the message were you able to get?
I got most of the encrypted Starfleet text and a few more personal letters.
How soon can we see what Starfleet had to say?
Oh, it'll take some time to decode. Harry should probably work on it. If you'll excuse me, I have a few letters to deliver.
Well, Neelix can do that.
No need. Anyway, there's one that I want to do personally. Good news, Harry. I got this at the last minute.
It's from my folks. Thanks.
I'm sorry, Tom. I wasn't able to download yours in time.
just when I was getting eager to read it.
You could assume that he said he loves you and that he's proud of you.
I think I will.
Captain's log, supplemental. 7 of 9 and Commander Tuvok suffered no serious physical damage after their encounter on the alien ship. I've been eager to hear Tuvok's impressions of the species who took them hostage.
I learned very little about them, but I believe we should consider them extremely dangerous. They seem to lack any moral center.
Do you know why the relay network was so important to them?
No. I assume they used it for communications as we did.
Well, they won't be using it anymore.
They won't be pleased about that, Captain. I doubt we've seen the last of them.
Come in.
If you'll excuse me. Commander?
Repair teams have inspected the ship from stem to stern. Except for some maintenance that's needed on the warp coils, everything seems fine.
I suppose so. Want some coffee?
Thanks.
Cream and sugar, huh?
2 sugars.
Oh, 2 sugars?
You know, you drink too much of that stuff.
Really?
If I'm not mistaken, that's your 3rd cup this morning.
4th, and on a day like today, it won't be my last. Coffee. The finest organic suspension ever devised. It's got me through the worst of the last 3 years. I beat the Borg with it. Oh, I'm sure Voyager will be fine. But I'm worried that the crew might be a different story. I think they were hoping mail call would become a regular part of their day.
Neelix is putting together an impromptu party. He thought it might cheer them up.
Good idea. When will it be?
As soon as he can get people together.
Leave it to Neelix to come up with the right idea at the right time.
How are you doing?
Me? I'm fine.
You'd say that if you just had your legs torn off by a Traken beast. Look what you've been through the last few days. We finally make a connection with home, and then it's ripped away from us. We manage to make another enemy who's going to try and hunt us down and destroy us. And on top of that...
It's all right. You can say it. On top of all that, I got a Dear John letter. It wasn't really a surprise. I guess I didn't really expect him to wait for me, considering the circumstances. But it made me realize that I was using him as a safety net, you know, as a way to avoid becoming involved with someone else.
You don't have that safety net anymore.
That's right. Then again, my life is far from uneventful here in the Delta Quadrant. It's not like I would have had a chance to pursue a relationship, even if I had realized I was alone.
You're hardly alone. And to my way of thinking, there's still plenty of time.
Plenty of time.
Neelix to the ready room. The party's about to begin, and there are only 2 people missing.
We're on our way.
The End, voiced by Marston York for British Sky Broadcasting.